Welcome back to the Sports Update. I'm Mitch Lewis. First to AFL, and free tickets will be on offer to matches in a few weeks' time, if you are under a certain age, of course. Attendance records this season are down an average 16% compared to last year, where the league had to deal with even greater COVID restrictions. In a move that hopes to see more fans at games, the AFL will allow children up to the age of 14 to get in for free between rounds 14 and 17. Round 10 kicks off on Friday. While in club news, Melbourne small forward Charlie Spargo has signed a new deal keeping him at the D's until the end of 2025, while former Essendon head coach James Hurd has joined the GWS Giants in an assistant role under former Bombers teammate Mark McVay, who will take on the interim head coaching role following Leon Cameron's departure. Last night at the tribunal, the axe came down on Sydney's James Rowbottom and Richmond's Marlon Pickett, who will both sit out round 10 through suspension, failing to overturn one-match bans for rough conduct. To rugby league, and teams have been named for round 11 of the NRL with a few interesting matchups. Brent Naden could make his debut for the West Tigers against the club he just left, with Naden granted a release from the remainder of his contract with the embattled Canterbury Bulldogs, just 10 games into a two-year deal. Naden was named on an extended Tigers bench for Friday night's game, even before the Canterbury Bulldogs had announced that he was leaving. And to keep the coincidences going, former West Tigers coach Mick Potter is considered the favourite to slot in as caretaker coach of the Bulldogs for the rest of the season, as the club looks to rebuild after a 2-from-10 start and losing their head coach on Monday. Another timely matchup will see Anthony Milford make his NRL return against his old club. Milford named at 5'8 for the home game against the Brisbane Broncos in the opening match of the round tomorrow night. The Broncos naming an unchanged lineup following their 38-0 smashing of Manly last week. Fullback Tamari Martin the only concern as he recovers from a hip complaint. Elsewhere, Olympic rugby seven star Lockie Miller has been named to make his NRL debut for the Cronulla Sharks when they take on the Gold Coast Titans on Sunday. To football, and Melbourne Victory have taken the first leg of their semi-final against Western United. Just the one goal in the match, with Jake Brimmer scoring the winner in the 74th minute. Leg two will be played on Saturday afternoon in Melbourne, while tonight, the first match between Melbourne City and Adelaide United. Overseas, Liverpool have defeated Southampton to move back to 1 point behind competition leaders Manchester City. Southampton opened the scoring in just the 13th minute, Liverpool bouncing back in the 27th and claiming the win with another goal in the 67th. Both sides now have just one game remaining. All final day games will go down early Monday morning, Australian time. Meanwhile, early reports that the great Lionel Messi will join America's Major League Soccer with the Inter Miami club once his contract with PSG ends next year. Super Netball last night saw the New South Wales Swifts just edge out the Sunshine Coast Lightning 61-60, while the Melbourne Vixens defeated the West Coast Fever 70-64. That's the latest from the Nova Podcast News team. We'll see you tomorrow for another episode of the Sports Update.